Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
She may not still be a household name since she withdrew her efforts to become the 2020 Democrat nominee for president, but former presidential candidate and author Marianne Williamson critiqued the opening of the Democrat nominating convention like binge-watching a Marriott commercial. She was also upset that there was no actual policy on how to end systemic racism. So for her, the opening night was more like window dressing and little more. It's also been said that the opening night was like watching a Zoom conference. Others might liken it to watching paint dry. Now, given the coronavirus crisis, it's understandable that the presidential convention this year have got to be creative, and the political parties have got to rethink how they highlight their party and their candidates. What will be hard for the political parties is how to retain enough interest to have people stay tuned in. The challenge has been how to keep the public interested enough to tune into the slice that's shown on the tube every night. How do you keep people tuned into a hastily pre-produced program that's up against movies on demand and more? The speeches were produced ahead of time, and that gave little chance to address up-to-date changes in the news. For instance, former First Lady Michelle Obama never mentioned Kamala Harris, which seemed odd given that Harris is the presumed vice presidential candidate. But the former First Lady's speech never mentioned the first female black candidate for the vice presidency because she had no clue who was going to be chosen for that office. The recording was made before Joe Biden had officially announced his choice. Because the speeches were recorded instead of live before an enthusiastic audience, there was no real excitement. Some commentators tried to put a positive spin on the convention, saying more people would be able to see it. Some commentators went on to say it would be more interactive. Well, it wasn't interactive, and more people did not view the first night. Numbers were actually down from the first night of the Democrat convention in 2016. And by the way, this is not to take a swipe at the Democrats. How can Republicans gain the excitement on their first night compared with the enthusiasm and energy that defined the first night of their 2016 convention? It'll be almost impossible. The attempt by both parties to play the hand they were dealt is understandable and even admirable. They had to do something. What is important in this very odd political year is that the parties clearly define their positions on the issues. For the most part, the enthusiasm that comes out of political rallies will be absent this year, and that means the debates will more than likely play a bigger role. Even though there may be no studio audience at the debates, voters will more than likely tune in to see what fireworks might occur between Trump and Biden. How effective are debates? Well, for those who listened to the first 1960 debate between Kennedy and Nixon on radio, most thought Nixon won. For those who watched that debate, most thought Kennedy won. In 1980, the one debate between Reagan and Carter is believed to have turned the election in Reagan's favor. In 2016, during the first debate between Romney and Obama, most people understood Romney won hands down. At the next two debates, it was believed Romney didn't really show up. It was that much of a difference. So debates can and do have an impact. And with no real excitement of heat being generated from the conventions this year, a lot more people might be seeking out those debates for the excitement, the heat, and to hear both sides go at each other with all the facts and figures and mud they can muster. Traditional conventions will return in the future, have no doubt. But the debates this year will more than likely stand out for the impact they had on the election outcome. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.